Governor John Kasich has long said Ohio needs to be competitive when it comes to taxes. It's his argument for lowering and eventually eliminating the state income tax. Neil Clark was the chief financial officer for the Ohio Senate Republican Caucus in the 80s and is an expert on budgets and taxes. Clark doesn't have much love for the plan to levy sales taxes on services where there were no sales taxes before.
Now what we have now are too many taxes coming on that are being passed on to individuals, and it's starting to get to the point there are just, in my opinion, too many. We could have easily accomplished the same thing with the sales tax on services by doubling the commercial activity tax.
Clark says only three states apply sales taxes to services, and three others that tried that repealed it, in part because of the difficulty in collecting the taxes. Bill Schkerde was the budget director for Democratic Governor Richard Celeste. He agrees with Clark that state officials need to look at the total tax burden for all individuals. And that's why he says all areas of the economy need to be considered when it comes to taxes.
So actually, although I don't agree with everything that's in his budget, I think this particular part of it, the broadening the sales tax base and also picking up the oil and gas revenues is a good part of it. My concern is more on the reduction on the income tax side.
Schkerde points out that income tax cuts were tried in 2005, when a 21% across-the-board income tax cut was phased in over 5 years. In that period, the state suffered through a recession that brought massive job losses and developed a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit.
Now, I'm sure what the governor would say, well, look, in the last month we were the greatest job producers in the country and all that. And that's true, but that's a short-run thing. Over the long run, the question is, how are you going to revitalize Ohio's economy? I would argue the cut taxes thing has been tried and hasn't worked.
But Clark says lowering the income tax would make Ohio more competitive, especially in the Midwest. And he says he'd like to see the 3.5% rate for the upper tax bracket that was in place in Ohio in the 80s. And while Clark says the governor is obviously working toward that, this budget doesn't get as close as he'd hoped for.
Well, I like to evaluate things as it is today. Today, for the first year, it'll be 7.5% with a 5% increase in sales and a sales tax on service with a reduction from state sales tax from 5.5% to 5%. That's the reality.
Clark says the decision to expand Medicaid to those making 138% of the federal poverty level has bothered a lot of conservatives. And he suggests breaking it and the severance tax plan out of the budget so those proposals can be voted on by lawmakers separately. But Schkerde says not expanding Medicaid would leave federal money on the table. So he says it was a good financial decision for the state. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.